Hello again, this is World Pastor Tony Alamo. This is program number 774. If you'd like to have a copy of it, Sharon will tell you how at the end of the program. Just let us know whether you want a CD or an audio tape. They're both free, including the postage and handling. We're in the book of Proverbs, the first chapter, verse 5. I also have music and letters, but right now let's pray. Father, anoint me as always in Jesus' name, that souls may be saved and the church, your bride, be strengthened as never before. Bind Satan, give no place to rebuke him, Father God, and give favor, complete favor unto us in Jesus' mighty name. And everyone says amen.
Amen.
Okay, so we're in the book of Proverbs here. Verse 5, a wise man will hear what the Lord says and will increase learning, and a man of understanding shall attain unto wise counsels. Verse 6, to understand a proverb and the interpretation, the words of the wise and their dark sayings. Dark sayings means sayings that the people that are in darkness don't understand. It's too dark for them. The light is darkness to the simple, but it's very bright and understandable by those of us that have understanding, that know the Lord. The words of the wise and their dark sayings. It's so dark for you people that don't want to know anything about God. Verse 7, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. Okay, well, I never feared God until I realized he was there and that he had something for me to do. He said, stand up on your feet in this realm and tell these people, all the people in here, don't miss one of them. Just get every one of them to say that Jesus Christ is coming back to earth again. I am the Lord thy God. Stand up on your feet and tell the people in this room that the Lord Jesus Christ is coming back to earth again, or thou shalt surely die. Well, at that point, I received more knowledge and understanding and fear than the people that are preaching the gospel, because they say that God never threatens anybody, and he threatened me right there. And so I immediately knew that all those preachers are liars. Just like I saw Joyce Meyer the other day, she says, no one is perfect. Well, if no one is perfect, nobody's going to be in heaven. Amen? Because the Bible said we have to be perfect in order to be there. And he says that we must be perfect. As I am perfect, you must be holy, for I am holy. And if you're walking in the Holy Spirit, the Bible says that you are perfect. Because you're walking in the Word of God. The Holy Spirit is the Word of God. So the fear of the Lord is the very beginning of knowledge. That's when the Lord scared me in that office. I was so petrified, I just couldn't believe it. There wasn't anything that I wanted to do in the world any longer. I just wanted to find out what the Lord wanted me to do. So that was the knowledge of knowing that I had to seek the Lord. I had to. If I wanted to go to heaven, and I knew he was there, and I knew I was going to stand judgment, and I know that he threatens people. Okay? I didn't know that at all. Everybody said, Jesus loves you. Yes, I know. They know those little songs like that. He loves those that love him and keep his commandments. You gotta read the Bible, you fools. Well, it says don't call anybody a fool. But the Lord says that they're fools that don't seek for wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. That don't have the fear of God. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. So that just, knowledge just began for me that day. I got the fear of the Lord, and that was the beginning of knowledge. The knowledge said, seek God. Find out what he wants you to do. So I immediately started going from one church to another. I left that meeting, and I didn't want to know those people that I was doing business with there anymore. I didn't want to do any more promotions for people, because I knew people don't need to be promoted. They're already full of pride, which is the same as blasphemy. Pride is blasphemy of the Holy Spirit. And there's no forgiveness for it. Because if you've got pride, you don't want to know what God says. Because you yourself are an entity unto yourself. So you need to know the interpretations of these words. This is what it's all about. But fools despise wisdom. They despise to fear God. They don't want to know if they make up, Santa Claus, Easter Bunny, Tooth Fairy. They're Gentiles, idol worshippers. They don't want to know the fear of the Lord and the instructions of God. Fools despise the fear of God because they don't want to do what he says. They want to live the corrupt life that they live. The wickedness, they love being homosexuals and lesbians, they love to be adulterers, fornicators, they love to be criminals, they love to murder their own children, first degree murder, but they're not going to love to go to the lake of fire. And why? Because it hurts. It hurts there. You're going to be burning forever and unsatiable pain. Pain that can't even be imagined, and it never stops. And when you think that it's not going to get any worse, it gets worse. Now, if you have any wisdom in you, you're going to throw in the towel to this world, and you're going to not be a fool that despises wisdom and instruction, but you're going to have the fear of God, and you're going to love wisdom and knowledge of how to stay out of hell. The Bible said that even a bird, when they see a net, does everything it can to escape from it, if they can see it. But you don't even have a bird brain if you don't care anything about your own soul and the souls of your loved ones. So, the fear of the Lord, to begin fearing God, is the beginning of knowledge. Most of these pastors would maybe qualify for a job at Disneyland, pretend land, or at some theme park where there isn't anything required of people, just laugh and joke and play patty cake and things like that. Verse 8, my son, hear the instruction of thy father. That means a father that is filled with the Spirit and fears God. And forsake not the law of thy mother. Because mothers, if they're godly, are women that are full of wisdom. They fear God as well. And listen to your dad and your mother, because they were born before you. And they've lived life's experiences. And they have more knowledge than you. You don't have any wisdom, knowledge, and understanding yet. You don't have the fear of the Lord. So my son, hear the instruction of your father. And forsake not the law of thy mother, because these are the instructions of your father, are the instructions of the Lord, because he learned that. And forsake not the law of thy mother, because she learned that. For they shall be an ornament of power unto your head, and chains about your neck. People wear gold chains, but there's nothing more glorious, not in gold, because gold is a put down in heaven, but gold, this chain around your neck, which is the ornament of wisdom, the instruction of your father and your mother, and the law of your mother. Verse 10, my son, if sinners in this world try to entice you, don't consent thou not, don't give any consent to them. Tell them, look, I don't do stuff like that. I fear the Lord. And if they start mocking you, just get away from them. They're not your crowd. Okay, now verse 11. If these sinners say, come on with us, let us lay wait for blood. Let us lurk privately for the innocent without cause. One of the women, I like telling people what happens in some churches, and even in mine, and in Christ, he had 12 disciples. One of the people in my church, a young girl, I think she was 18, 19, 20, something like that, left her husband and committed adultery on him with another person that left the church, and then she got pregnant by somebody else. And her sister was in the church, and she instructed her, leave, and when you leave, take anything of value with you. Take anything of value. Well, if they say, come with us, let us lay wait for blood, and let us lurk privately for the innocent without cause. Let us swallow them up alive, the Christians. Let's do that. As the grave does. And do it whole. Let's just really give them the business, as those that go down into the pit. Verse 13. We shall find all precious substance take anything of value. We shall fill our houses with spoil. Verse 14, cast in thy lot among us. Let us all have one purse. Verse 15, the Lord says, my son, walk not thou in the way with them. Refrain thy foot from their path. Verse 16, for their feet run to evil. They love it. And make haste to shed blood. That's what they do. They make haste to try to destroy people that are decent. Verse 17, surely in vain the net is spread in the sight of any bird. That's what I was saying. The Bible says even a bird knows better to fly into a net if they can see it in the sight of any bird. No bird will fly. If they can see the net, they will not go into it. But my words tell you all these nets and don't go into them. Don't be telling people, come on, or don't follow instructions of people. Say, take anything of value from the church. Take anything of value from your mother and father. Those two boys that killed their mother and dad, and they're sitting in prison for the rest of their life. Can you imagine anybody killing their own mother and dad, murdering any of their family? So surely in vain is the net spread in the sight of any bird. You'd have to be a worse than a bird brain to do it. And the girl did leave, but she didn't take anything as far as I know. Verse 18, and they lay wait for their own blood. It's like you just lay wait for your own blood because you're going to hell. They lurk privately for their own lives. You think that you're getting away with something, but it's your own life that you're spoiling, that you're ruining, that you're sending into the lake of fire. Verse 19, so are the ways of everyone that is greedy of gain, which taketh away the life of the owners thereof. Wisdom, the fear of the Lord, cries without your body, outside of your mind, outside of your heart, outside of your soul. There were many people that tried to preach to me, I said, get out of my face. But the fear of the Lord cries without, outside of you. She uttereth her voice in the streets. Why, we're in the streets every day of our lives, preaching to fear God and keep His commandments. And there's people in the church that are too lazy to get out on the streets. They'll get theirs too. They'll get theirs. Because the Lord sees that and knows everything that they're not doing. You know, when we first started the church, we were out on the streets at 8 o'clock in the morning. Some of these people don't get out on the streets until afternoon. They are lazy bums. Verse 21, she crieth in the chief place of concourse, in the openings of the gates, in the city she uttereth her words, saying. So she cries in the chief place of concourse. We distribute our literature everywhere, at the White House, the Congress, the Senate, everywhere, in the openings of the gates, in the city. We distribute literature everywhere in the cities. And the wisdom, fear of the Lord, utters her words, saying, verse 22, how long, you simple ones? People don't think of themselves as simple, but they are simple. They're simple-minded. They just all doing the same thing. They listen to these silly television programs. How long, ye simple ones, will you love simplicity? How long are you going to go without the fear of the Lord? And the scorners delight in their scorning. People scorning people. Oh, praise the Lord. They think that's really funny. They're scorning. And fools hate knowledge. Then the Lord says, verse 23, turn you at my reproof. Behold, I will pour out my spirit unto you. God's pouring out his spirit through human beings. The spirit of God is his word. And so we're preaching the word to all you people out there. Thus you're feeling the spirit of God. And the Lord says, turn you at my reproof. I'm reproving all you people. Behold, I will pour out my spirit unto you. I will make known my words unto you. You know them now, because I have called and you refused. It's for sure you've refused if you haven't accepted the Lord. I, the Lord says, have stretched out my hand, and no man regarded. Verse 25, but ye have set at nothing. You set my word and my counsel as nothing, and would none of my reproof. You've forgotten that there's a day when you're going to The spirit is going to leave your body and there's going to be judgment. You have set at naught all my counsel and with none of my reproof. Verse 26, I also will laugh at your calamity. I will mock when your fear cometh. Okay, so the Lord God here, if you get to know the personality of the Lord, he says, I will laugh at your calamity. When you feel the spirit that's inside of you starting to leave your body, he says, I'm going to ha, 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 laugh at you idiots, you fools. Ha, ha, ha. I'll laugh at your calamity, and I will mock when your fear cometh, he says. You'll say, oh, no, God, give me another chance. You'll say, oh, no, God, give me another chance. No, God. He'll say, no, God, he's going to mock you. So he's forewarning you of this so that you'll stop the fear of the Lord that's coming into you and you'll start not mocking any longer. And he says, it's a calamitous thing when you know that your soul is going out into hell in the lake of fire. I also will laugh at your calamity when you're going out into the lake of fire. And I'll mock when your fear cometh. Verse 27, when your fear cometh as desolation, when your fear comes as desolation, and your destruction cometh as a whirlwind. It's going to come like a twister, fast. When distress and anguish, you start wringing your hands, cometh upon you. Verse 28, then shall they call upon me. Oh, God, please forgive me. It's too late. But I will not answer you. They shall seek me early, but they shall not find me. Verse 29, for that they hated knowledge. They hated knowing what I know. God Almighty, you don't want to know what I, God, know. And did not choose the fear of the Lord. Verse 30, they would none of my counsel. They despised all my reproof. Verse 31, therefore shall they eat of the fruit of their own way. Your own way. You did it your way, did you? Like Frank. And be filled with their own devices. Verse 32, for the turning away of the simple shall slay them, and the prosperity of fools shall destroy them. Oh, we got this here big mansion here, and we made it playing basketball, football, baseball. Oh, you're really big time stuff, right? But the prosperity of you fools shall destroy you. Verse 33, but whosoever hearkeneth unto me, the living God, shall dwell safely and shall be quiet from fear of evil. Because I, God, I send evil to people. I let you know far in advance and right up to the time when your soul is going out of your body that you're going to hell. Now, this is chapter 2. My son, if you will receive my words, my warnings, and hide my commandments in your heart, in thee, verse 2, so that thou incline thine ear unto wisdom, the fear of the Lord, and apply thine heart to understanding, and stay away from all those false prophets that say you're not supposed to fear God. They've changed that to reverence. Oh, Moses said that his skin quakes because of the fear of the Lord. And the Apostle Paul said, knowing the terror of the Lord, I preach the gospel. Because God is the number one terrorist in the whole universe. Verse 3, yea, if thou criest after knowledge, if you cry for knowledge instead of wanting to just go to Disney World or Disneyland, a land of make-believe nothing, yea, if thou criest after knowledge and liftest up your voice for understanding. Verse 4, if thou seekest her wisdom as silver and understanding and search for her as for hidden treasure. You know, we should search for wisdom and knowledge and understanding more than searching for gold. Because what good is gold? The streets of heaven are lined with gold. The whole city's made out of gold. It's like dirt up there. Even though it's not dirt. Verse 5. Then shalt thou understand the fear of the Lord. It'll be like a day star that rises up into your body, into your soul, your spirit, your mind. And you'll start seeing the light and find the knowledge of God. Verse 6. For the Lord giveth wisdom. Out of his mouth, the word of God, cometh knowledge and understanding. Verse 7. He layeth up sound wisdom for the righteous. He is a buckler to them that walk uprightly. Like he is like a, he holds you up if you walk uprightly before him. He's a buckler to all those that walk uprightly. He knows whether you are or not. Isn't that something so powerful? Okay, well, it's time for letter reading. Where's the first letter from?
From Los Angeles, California.
Okay, let's hear it.
Perfect Peace, and whose name is Renee, is from Central America and is now working at the hotel where we were staying. My husband and I were talking with him as he was helping us with parking. The conversation led to talking about the Lord and into a very good witness to him about the Tony Lamo Christian Ministry, how it started and how it has grown into a worldwide soul-winning work powered by the Holy Spirit through Pastor Tony Lamo, the most powerful ministry on this earth in these last days. We gave Renee a stack of literature. This was a year ago. We met up with Renee again this trip to Los Angeles at the hotel. He was very happy and excited to see us. He started telling us what had happened to him this past year. He said, quote, I want to tell you, I am saved. I said the sinner's prayer. I said it very seriously, and I felt the Spirit of God. I have had perfect peace ever since. I have been through many trials in my life this year, but reading and really studying the literature with the Bible gave me the strength and the faith to see me through everything, and I maintained complete peace of mind the whole time. I owe so much to Pastor Lamo for writing these messages and distributing them and sending them all over the world so that people like me can be saved and make it to heaven. Thank you for being there when I needed you the most. You brought me Jesus, and he gave me life, unquote. Renee says he has been telling the people about the Lord and salvation and about his testimony and about the Tony Lamo ministry. Praise the Lord, Marianne.
Okay, I think we might have time for a small one.
From Kansas City, please send me any literature, CDs, and tapes that you can, as well as a Messiah book. I am very interested in your ministry. Thanks, Jessica.
Okay. Now then, we are out of time. That fits just perfectly. So right now we just need to pray. All of you that want to be united to wisdom, knowledge, understanding the fear of the Lord, which is the beginning of wisdom, and the fear of the Lord is also wisdom, complete wisdom, so that you can be perfect with the saints. Now I know that a lot of people, they're witches that are saying that no one is perfect. Those are witches. Those are people pretending to be Christians, but they're angels. They prepare themselves as angels of light, and they're actually the wicked angels of darkness. So make sure that you don't listen to them, but listen to the Lord who created the heavens and the earth, the sun, the moon, the stars, and everything on earth and everything everywhere. So say this prayer to him so that you can be wise and have understanding and wisdom and knowledge. Say, my Lord and my God, have mercy upon my soul, a sinner. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God, and I believe he died on the cross and shed his precious blood for the forgiveness of all my former filthy sins. And I believe that you, Father God, raised Jesus from the dead by the power of the Holy Spirit. I open the door of my heart, and I invite you into my heart, Lord Jesus, Father God, Holy Spirit. Wash all my former filthy sins in the precious blood that you shed for me. You will not turn me away, Lord Jesus, Father God, Holy Spirit. You will save my soul, I know, because your word says so. Your word says that you'll turn no one away. All who call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Therefore, I know that you have heard me, and I know that you have answered me, and I know that I'm saved. And I thank you, Lord Jesus, for saving my soul. Now just raise your hands up in praise and thank the Lord for that. And Sharon, tell everyone how to receive a copy of this program, number 774.
Go to alamoministries.com. Email us at taoffice@alamoministries.com or write to Tony Lamo Christian Ministries, P.O. Box 2948, Hollywood, California, 90078, or call area code 661-252-5686. That's 661-252-5686.
This is World Pastor Tony Lamo. Tune in tomorrow for another powerful message of understanding, wisdom, knowledge, and the fear of the Lord. This is Johnny Cash singing for you. Run on. You may run on for a long time, but God's going to cut you down.
You can run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut him down. Tell him that God's gonna cut him down. Well, my goodness gracious, let me tell you the news. My head's been wet with the midnight dew. I've been down on bended knee, talking to the man from Galilee. He spoke to me with a voice so sweet, I thought I heard the shuffle of angels' feet. He called my name and my heart stood still when he said, John, go do my will. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut him down. Tell him that God's gonna cut him down. You can run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Well, you may throw your rock, hide your hand, working in the dark against your fellow man. But as sure as God made black and white, what's done in the dark will be brought to the light. You can run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.